industry, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
I have spent in the service of mankind brought me nothing but insults and humiliation. If your hate could be turned into electricity, it would light up the whole world. Our senses enable us to perceive only a minute portion of the outside world. What one man calls God, another calls the laws of physics. I don't care that they stole my idea. I care because they don't have any of their own. Be alone. That is the secret to invention. Be alone. That is where all the ideas are born. One must be sane to think clearly, but one can think deeply and be quite insane. All that was great in the past was ridiculed, condemned, combated, suppressed, only to emerge all the more powerfully, all the more triumphantly from the struggle. We crave new sensations, but soon become indifferent to them.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
This is taking on your damn political party. Drop all the crap. You don't know what the Illuminati is. You're Republican or you're Democrat.
You're wrong! Why? Is this easy? It's called divide and conquer. That's why there's two parties and only two. And they're controlled by the same people at the very top. Belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger Group, they also belong to the Trilateral Commission, and you people don't even know what the hell that is. But if you did know, you would know that these are the people that control your world by making global policies that you never vote on, and by which parties both serve and belong to these organizations and control your world. Now, here's how it works. Really easy. Divide and conquer can only work if the people that are divided are not aware of the falsely created division. If you're not aware of it, then it works. If you know about it, then it don't work no more. If you have socialism without capitalism, it becomes communism. If you have capitalism without socialism, it becomes fascism. And it's just that easy. That's all you need to know. That's why Masonic symbols are all over your freaking money. But you don't pay any attention. Ridiculous.
Understand politics, you think you understand political parties. You're off all the crap. You don't know what the Illuminati is. If you're Republican or you're Democrat,
you're wrong! Why? It's this easy. It's called divide and conquer. That's why there's two parties and only two. And they're controlled by the same people at the very top. Belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger Group. They also belong to the Trilateral Commission. And you people don't even know what the hell that is. But if you did know, you would know that these are the people that control your world by making global policies that you never vote on, and by which parties both serve and belong to these organizations and control your world. Now, here's how it works. Really easy. Divide and conquer can only work if The people that are divided are not aware of the falsely created division. If you're not aware of it, then it works. If you know about it, then it don't work no more. If you have socialism without capitalism, it becomes communism. If you have capitalism without socialism, it becomes fascism. And it's just that easy. That's all you need to know. That's why Masonic symbols are all over your freaking money.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGI Friday.
It's Friday.
All day long.
It's Friday. That is our biggest day.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's about time.
And now here to entertain you.
The finest broadcaster.
My favorite show.
Yay!
Showtime. Thank God it's
say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Secure behind bulletproof glass on the top floor of the Penthouse Studios, high above the majestic mountains of New England, Full Power Radio presents 4 hours of nonstop radio entertainment. It's time for the Lee Elsie Show. And now, here he is, Lee Elsie.
All right, good morning. 14 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. You are listening again to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk, broadcasting loud and proud out over Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island. Welcome to day 26 of January 2024. Rain today, should stop a little bit later on, but cloudy skies. That's your abbreviated forecast. I'll give you a little bit more later. Our guest today will be Mitchell Ettis, Hans Despin, George Colley, and Rick Koster. We'll have to get the calls. Or actually, we'll have Senator Jeff Gordon on as well in just a couple minutes. He's going to call in at 6:35 to talk about how the Democrats backed out of this special session because of the optics of it. And if you don't know anything about that, I'll quickly run that over before we get into something else. But the Democrats were pushing, Democrats in particular, Lamont, not really all of the Democrats, but Lamont and his crew and the folks who are running the show in the state of Connecticut, were pushing for a special session in order to force this mandate, the gasoline or slash electric vehicle only mandate, which was supposed to take hold in 2035, where you weren't going to be able to buy a car or essentially have a car. I mean, you could have one, but when that thing broke down, you were pretty much blank out of luck. But you weren't going to be able to buy a car, service a car, sell a car in the state of Connecticut that had a gas-powered engine. Now, they wanted to do it in special session because in special session, they can ram and jam it through without any public input. And they wanted to do that in a special session, which was the most egregious part of that. A, it's 10 years down the road. Special session is supposed to be for emergency situations only. They were going to use that as a power play, that it's an emergency because the sky is falling with global warming and pollution. But they don't have to have any input from the people in order to do that. And it's so egregious because the regular session is coming up in less than 2 weeks. So that would have been such a spit in the face to everybody else out here, all of us, that they couldn't get away with it, the optics of it. And I actually commend the radio station and all of the listeners because it was all of us yelling and screaming and being very upset about this that I think really caused this to collapse on itself. So that's number one. We'll have Jeff on in just a bit. And speaking on collapsing on itself, man, I'm sure you've all by now seen the church in New London that collapsed, which was just a wild scene, man. One of the most beautiful structures in the city of New London, now gone. And I'm sure they'll try to figure out what happened and why it happened. And as far as I know, thank God, as of right now, nobody was in there. Nobody goes to church anymore, so why would anybody be in there? But nobody was in there. And I know that there's a couple of things going on this weekend, and I will share some of that stuff in just a couple minutes. I know Hayward and his group are trying to get clothes and food, et cetera, because apparently that was that place was a go-to place for a lot of the either the homeless or very, very poor folks in New London when they would go and get stuff. So just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, and I will try to get more of that stuff out there. I have it on the printer, but the printer's way over there, guys. It's way over there. I can't get to it right now, but I will. All right, so not a lot of time for phone calls today, so I apologize for that, but we'll have a lot of great guests, I think, rolling through here. I tell you, I'm going to be on the Capitol Report on Sunday, so you can set your VCR if you don't want to get up 10:30, WTNH Channel 8. And some of the topics, I think, that they'll cover will be this EV mandate, some other things. Well, you know, one of the things that, and I know we've been talking about this a lot, but one of the things that they probably won't cover, because here in Connecticut, it's almost as if we're insulated from the issues on the border when we actually are not. But I'm gonna quickly go over this. There's audio. I mean, I'm gonna play you some audio here in a second. But Ted Cruz gave an amazing speech, I think like 48 hours ago. And he spelled out all of the atrocities that are going on the border. Similar to what we've been doing here on this show. I mean, we've been talking about the atrocities on our border I've been doing it for 3 years. And before that, I was also complaining about the security measures on the border. But for the last 3 years, I've been complaining at length about all of the atrocities that are happening at the southern border. It's not just people coming in to work and find a better life. That wasn't a major complaint, although it is a complaint because they still are technically breaking the law. You can't just come here because your situation in your country is, well, it's not that good. So economically, you can come here through legal means and set up shop and have a wonderful life, and we'll all support you in that endeavor 100%. That's what America is all about. However, when you skirt the rules and you break the rules and you bend the rules, not only are you breaking the law, but all the people that are actually obeying the law ahead of you are pushed back and they get screwed over, making it much more difficult for them to come in because you've congested and mucked up the system. So, yes, there is a certain level of disdain for me, for just even the good people who are finding their way illegally across the border. That's the mothers and the kids and the families, the ones that we want to see succeed eventually here, but we still want them to do it the right way. What I've been complaining mostly about is we have now no idea who have no idea of the actual individuals and their level of evil. We don't know how many of those people have made their way in. I made some points to this yesterday. I referenced just the sheer mathematics of it. If you have 10 million people and a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of those folks who have come across are hell-bent on ill intent, you know, you're talking about an army still 50,000, 100,000 strong. And if you really want to be realistic about it, you know, 30%, I read this yesterday, I found it hard to believe, but 30% of the population in the United States have had some brush run-in with the law. They've been arrested in some way, shape, or form. That's the numbers that I had, and I almost dismissed that. And if, even if it's 10% of the population is a legitimate number to think that they have nefarious ideas in their head, right? I mean, they're willing to leave wherever they are to come here. I think 10% of 10 million is fair. So 1 million people who easily could become criminals. That's the high side, I think. And even that, I think, is conservative. I'm just giving you 100,000. I'm giving you 10% of the million. I don't want to get you all bogged down in the numbers. I know it's early. My point being is that you've got an army, at the very least, of very potential criminals who are here. Well, Lee, that seems a little harsh. Does it really? So fentanyl deaths have skyrocketed. That's because a lot of these folks are dealing drugs. That's how they're making their money. So they're dealing drugs across the southern border, and a lot of those drugs have fentanyl in them, and people are dying because of it. There is, clear as day, there is a sex trade at the border. Now, I know you don't like to hear about this because it's very, very hurtful. It's very, it doesn't sit well even with our progressive friends. But you've got a sex trade going on. You've got kids. They are trafficking young kids across our borders. In the United States of America, we have groups of, in particular, men, and small groups, 3-4 men, and they're literally herding dozens of kids in some cases to certain locations and turning them over either to the cartel that are in charge or whatever group is shuffling these kids out to the sex trade industry. It's happening in this country. We've had 100,000 kids disappear. So my question is, where is the outrage? I know I'm outraged. I know the people who are listening to me are outraged. I know you all are outraged. All of you. This is infuriating. But you know who's not outraged? Well, Joe Biden's not outraged. Kamala Harris is not outraged. None of the hierarchy in the Democrat Party, they're outraged. No Democrats are outraged. Why is that? Why is there the most heinous crimes are happening at the southern border of the United States of America and into the United States of America, led by the cartels, and nobody on the other side of the aisle seems concerned about it? Why is that? Why don't you think they care about the kids or the drugs or just the sheer possibility that mass amounts of terrorists could come across the border? Again, just the mathematics of it alone. 10 million people, 10% could be criminals. Of those 10% of the criminals, man, just 10% of those could be really diabolical criminals. That's a small percentage. You're still talking about tens of thousands of people who are here. They're here. They're living in whatever state they decided to set foot in, or whatever state they decided to set up shop, plant roots. And they're here. Now, the more conspiratorial people will say, well, this is an army of possible terrorists. And it's just a matter of time before an October 7th event happens here. It's just a matter of time before there's another 9/11 here. If you've got this many people who have flown literally under the radar and are absolutely not on, any, they're not on any list, they've just come in. You can just walk straight across the border now. Let me go back in time. You ready for this? 2007. This is Joe Biden addressing a group of, I guess, potential voters.
And say it is secure without being able to control its borders, period. What I would do about it is what I proposed to do about it almost 13 years ago. I would radically ramp up the number of border security guards we have, the use of electronic surveillance material we have to guard the border, and a number of what they call virtual fences. They're not literally fences. Virtual fences from aerostat balloons on to where we, whereby we could control the border much, much better. Ladies and gentlemen, no...
That was Joe Biden, 2007. Now, that was... what? Doing my math. 17 years ago. In the space of 17 years, here's a guy who has promised the moon, the stars, and the sun, and has delivered nothing. He has often in the past been hypocritical. His positions on gay marriage and other marijuana, drugs, all of these different positions have radically changed in a mere matter of a few years as he's gotten old and senile. Why? The question is, well, it's because that's where the votes sort of shifted. And then at that time he was talking to a crowd. I'm sure he was playing the tough guy role, and was presenting a case for strong borders. Now, 17 years later, I don't know how you so radically change your views on something as serious as this, but clearly he has. And that's our president. That's the way he is. Let me just play you Rep. Steve Daines, who reveals basically how immigrants, legals, migrants can sign to direct to airports, get right on planes without any government-issued ID. Let me just play this for you.
The Miami airport. Instructions for illegals to use their CBP-1 app. That's the Customs Border Patrol app at TSA checkpoints as a valid form of ID to board a plane in the United States. For those who don't know, the CBP-1 app provides appointments for migrants who are claiming asylum at the border. Migrants, particularly those wanted for crimes, can fill in any basic information they want in the app and be let into the country. The goal was to, and I quote, validate adult non-US citizen travel documentation when the traveler does not otherwise have an acceptable form of identification.
Let me just shorten that because I'm running out of time. So illegal aliens now can use this app to travel on a plane across the country without showing an ID. Yet you, I guarantee you, you can't step foot in a gate boarding area without an ID. What's wrong with that picture? What the hell is going on in this country? What is the reason behind it? Now, I was thinking about this, and I actually was talking to a couple of people yesterday. Now, originally, I didn't think it had anything to do with getting these folks eventually to become voters, because I thought the paperwork behind it was too muddled, right? But now the push, secretly, is... okay, we're going to let so many people in. Think about this. We're going to let so many people in. We're going to overwhelm the system, okay? And in doing so, there's going to be no choice for the president, because you can't deport 25 million people. You just can't do it. Time-wise, you can't do it. How many people would that be a day, right? You're talking about tens of thousands of people every single day deporting with the paperwork. Impossible. So what will happen? They'll be if it's a Biden presidency, they'll push hard. If it's a Democrat House and Senate, they'll push for amnesty for all these folks. And if they get amnesty, there's going to be some, let's say, feeling of I'm beholden to the Democrat Party by this wild, massive group of people who have snuck their way across the border. So they'll get here, and if it's 20 million people, that's minimum. It's probably more like 50. If they get amnesty, they come out of the shadows. And the amnesty, in that amnesty deal, they're talking about giving them instant voting rights. That's it. That would be it. You'd have 50 million new Democrats on the rolls. Game over, guys. Maybe that is the plan. I mean, I think it's entirely possible. I didn't think it was the plan in the beginning because most folks from Central America align themselves with Republicans as far as values, but the rest of the world doesn't necessarily feel that way. We'll be back.
Equipment.
The Tank Man. Call 1-800-801-TANK. Service station equipment from Martin McKinney Bang Zoom.
I used to be at work.
Yeah.
The golf course.
Hey, Joe.
At home.
Hey, Joe. Dad.
But then I got a new car.
Joseph, so good to see you.
Joe, buddy. Need a caddy?
You're the best dad ever, Joe.
Bruce DeLon Buick GMC is home to nearly 200 new and pre-owned cars. Cars that will help you stand out. Bruce DeLon Buick GMC, Route 1 in Stonington. BruceDeLon.com.
Good morning, I'm Sean Murphy. Rain this morning with a high in the 40s. A church collapsed yesterday afternoon in downtown New London at the intersection of State Street and Union Street. A woman who was in the building at the time of the collapse told first responders that no one else was there. No injuries were reported. New London Mayor Michael Passero said that there were no signs prior to the collapse that the church was unsafe and no construction work was happening at the time. The building next door, which houses Connecticut College students, has been evacuated, and students are expected to be able to return next week. State Attorney General William Tong is suing chemical companies for spreading dangerous PFAS into the state. Tong's office recently filed two lawsuits naming a total of 28 chemical manufacturers. The lawsuit claims the companies knew for decades dangerous chemicals were contaminating Connecticut waterways and harming public health. PFAS are known as forever chemicals that are found in many products, including nonstick pans and shampoo. State Representative Mariam Khan, who was the victim of an assault at the XL Center during the Eid al-Adha prayer service, demanded a thorough investigation into the police response and handling of the case. The incident, which occurred on June 28, 2023, has resulted in the citation of three city police officers for violations of department regulations. Authorities are investigating after over 250 packages of fentanyl were found in a Waterford nursing home. Officials say that in November 2023, they responded to Greentree Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and found the bags with a bedridden woman's belongings. Most of the bags that were found were empty. Police are currently investigating whether they were for personal use and how they got into the facility. No arrests have been made at this time.
The Rhode Island Department of Transportation has received $81 million in federal funding to establish a direct freeway connection from I-95 to Quonset Business Park. The grant will allow RIDOT to create a so-called missing move between I-95 and Route 4. The money secured by Rhode Island's congressional delegation will also support the creation of three missing ramps, which will also expand access to Quonset Business Park. I'm Sean Murphy. When news breaks, we break in.
All right, it's a busy Friday. 35 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We appreciate each and every one of you being here and being a part of the show. And also appreciate our very first guest here is going to join us because there's a victory. I would say a victory lap, at the very least, is again, and I guess it's warranted and deserving. And Senator Jeff Gordon is joining us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay, man. We have been talking about this issue, about the electric cars for a while, but when the special session thing started to seep out, man, I could feel the listeners of the show beginning to get infuriated by this overreach. So just give me a little background on if you can, one more time, and then tell me what happened. Why did they say you guys aren't going to do it?
Well, this has been a push by the Democrats and the governor to create a big electric vehicle mandate. Basically, in a few short years, around 11 years, saying you can't buy any new gas-powered, diesel-powered cars, trucks, buses. But there's no real plan behind it. And it's a big ban, but no plan. We've been fighting against it, my Republican colleagues and I. We've been fighting against it because this is not how government is supposed to work. People don't want mandates. They want to know what's going on. They want to be listened to. And they very much want to make certain they keep their individual choices as far as what type of vehicle they want to buy, but also what can they afford, especially hardworking families, struggling families. So myself, my Republican colleagues, we've been out there providing information to people, telling them what's happening, listening to them. I'm a firm believer that government works best when it listens to people. I've been doing that all throughout Northeast Connecticut, my district, and the Democrats just have not been able to get together to try to push this through. They wanted to do a special session right before we go into regular session, which means they're going to ignore the people of Connecticut. You don't have to hold a public hearing, no committee work, just vote on it. That's a terrible way to operate government. And at this point in time, they're not going to go into special session. We're going to do it the way government should work, which is let's use the legislature with its committees. Let's bring in experts. Let's listen to people. Right. Hold public hearings. So we were able to put the brakes on this for the time being, and it is a big victory for the people of Connecticut because it's their government, and their government should listen and should work with them, not completely bypass them.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the electric vehicle mandate, you can be on whatever side of that aisle that you want to be. If you think we need to somewhere along the line go all electric, I don't know necessarily exactly where you are on that. But I'm offended by that because this is America and it's free. You can, you know, you should be able to own any kind of vehicle that you want. So I have an issue with that. But the idea that they would even consider doing this in such a manner where they would call special session. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but special session, I believe, was supposed to be in emergency cases only, right? It's something that has to be done immediately.
It really should be, and it's not, you know, following the regular rules. And, you know, I agree with you. People should have a choice in all sorts of things in their lives, and I fight for that, especially what they want to do buying vehicles and what they can afford. So whether you're for electric vehicles, you're undecided about electric vehicles, you should have your choice. But also, you should make certain government is working with you and including you in a special or emergency session, whatever you want to call it, completely drives around that and basically completely divorces people from the decision-making. And I can tell you, in all throughout the state, and especially my 13 towns in Northeast Connecticut, it didn't matter what political affiliation people have. They didn't like being treated that way at all.
What do you think, Senator, was the reason why they backed off this here at the last moment?
I believe they just couldn't get the votes, especially any of those Democratic reps and senators who took the time to listen to their constituents almost certainly were hearing the same thing I was hearing from people. But at the same time, there's real-world issues that they couldn't answer. How are we going to get all this extra electricity? Who's going to pay for it all? How are people going to afford charging stations, find charging stations that work? How are we going to build out the massive electrical infrastructure that's needed? And I believe that there were a number of Democrats, and I've been speaking with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle on this issue, that realize that before you start invoking a mandate, you actually have to have a plan. It's one thing to have goals, but you actually, in the real world, have to have some sort of plan to achieve those goals. And without the plan, they just couldn't support it. And so let's now take a different tact. Let's get government working the way it should. Let's drive down a good path, working with stakeholders, experts, state government, the public, and let's actually start going through all the legitimate real-world concerns and questions that people have so we can create, hopefully, good public policy, but also respect people's local decision-making for themselves, their families, farmers, businesses, all across the state. And none of us are opposed to reasonable, responsible, and realistic ways to address environment concerns and air quality concerns and climate concerns. You just got to do it the right way. So this is a big victory for the people of Connecticut, because now we're going to hopefully do it the right way and not rush it through some sort of special session.
Senator Jeff Gordon joins us. We've talked to him a few times in the past, pretty much the last few times on this this one singular issue alone about electric vehicles and in particular the mandate. So I know the regular session is coming up here right around the corner. Do you expect, do you have anything that you are sort of championing this go around, or are you just going to kind of take it as it comes at you?
There's a lot of different issues I'm championing. Some of the big ones continue to be focusing on economic issues, high cost of living issues, job issues. Those are very, very important issues. I hear about them all the time. I'm still continuing to push for further support for public education. I'm a member of the Public Health Committee as a doctor, so I'm continuing to push on some good public health issues and health insurance issues for people and for small businesses.
Well, Senator, listen, I appreciate you coming on, getting up so early to be with us today, but thank you. I know you got a lot to do, but I appreciate you, and keep fighting.
I will, and thank you very much. Always happy to chat with you.
All right, my friend. Senator Jeff Gordon joining us here early on. Again, as the Republicans can claim a victory, right, of sorts, I think. I think it's certainly a victory for me and you, but it's so much more of, the Democrats, like, the senator just said, I mean, they didn't have the votes within their own party. But again, what's so insulting to me is that they wanted to, if they had their own way, if this was, you know, Ned's call 100%, if they had their own way, they would have just essentially done this and ram-jammed it without any thoughts about what the people of the state of Connecticut actually wanted. And that is so disappointing, but it's very telling in the same way. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Stick around.
The roads are wet this morning, so please take your time. No delays heading over the Gold Star Bridge and up I-95. Route 12 is slow in both directions in Groton. Stop and go northbound in Gales Ferry. Route 32 slow northbound in Montville. No delays in I-395. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Meet Edward Hunt.
Hello.
Edward's business is slow. Oh, he could have gotten great exposure with affordable expert radio advertising, but no. Eddie ignored the offer to cultivate clientele, and now business stinks. Don't be an idiot.
Want new customers?
Full Power Radio's top-rated and listen-to radio stations can help, like 94.9 News Now. Full Power Radio's creative team will even create a free demo commercial. Call 860-464-1066, 860-464-1066, or fullpowerradio.com. And let's find out how many customers can fit in your store at one time. Creative commercials, live broadcasts, and promotions will brand and create awareness for your business. Find out more at fullpowerradio.com or call 860-464-1066. 860-464-1066. Full Power Radio means business for you.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Eastern Connecticut Savings Bank, home of Kasasa Checking. Visit BankEasternCT.com.
Whaling City Ford's got your commercial department. 250s, 350s, 450s, 550s, and 600s. Hi, this is Filippo Marchioni, dealer principal at My Whaling City. Whaling City Ford has a commercial truck department to suit all your needs. Whether it's a flatbed, tow truck, landscape body, dump truck, or even a switch and go. Check out WhalingCityFord.com to select your commercial vehicle. Whaling City Ford has a huge selection in stock ready for immediate delivery. Whaling City Ford has the best prices, best staff, and best inventory in the area. At Whaling City Ford, you always get paid for your trade. Whaling City Ford will write you a check for your trade on the spot, even if you don't purchase a new one. Come in and lease a new F-150 for $459 a month. Whaling City Ford has a huge selection of Fords. And don't forget about Whaling City Ford's EV selection of Mach-E's and Ford Lightning trucks. And Whaling City Ford can save you even more money with our huge certified pre-owned selection. 860-443-CITY. MyWhalingCity.com. Have we met yet? See dealer for details.
Brr, that cold is here. And did you know that 90% of our homes are under-insulated? If you're not sure how yours measures up, Koala Insulation of Eastern Connecticut can come by and do a free evaluation of your home's insulation and make recommendations that will keep the cold out and the warm, cozy air inside this winter. You may just be turning your heat up way higher than you need to. So beat the cold and book your free evaluation today with Koala Insulation of Eastern Connecticut for results you can truly feel. Get started at koalainsulation.com.
When it comes to self-defense, can you protect your family? Joey Guns in Plainfield can give you the knowledge you need. Whether you're a first-time buyer, interested in personal defense, or just have questions, they can help. Joey Guns has regular classes and training sessions, a section for the ladies, hundreds of firearms in stock, an impressive selection of ammo and accessories, and an in-house gunsmith. Defense is personal. Stop by Joey Guns inside the K&H building on Route 12 in Plainfield. Joey Guns, your destination for all things firearms.
Head to the Recovery Room on Ocean Avenue in New London, where you can enjoy their award-winning menu, renowned salads, and their award-winning pizza. Or try one of Chef Chris's unbelievable specials. The Recovery Room is open for lunch or dinner. You can dine in, have it delivered, or take it out. The Recovery Room is without doubt one of the area's best restaurants. The Recovery Room is located on 445 Ocean Avenue in New London, right across from the hospital.
RecoveryRoomNewLondon.com.
Join Snap Fitness for our grand reopening events January 14th at our Clinton Gym, January 21st at Essex Gym, and January 28th at our Colchester Gym. New member specials offered at each location. Come for a tour and be blown away by our clean, comfortable environment with state-of-the-art equipment available 24/7. Need a trainer? We got that. Want to work out when it's best for you? That's what we do. Snap Fitness, grand reopening events in Essex, Clinton, and Colchester locations.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back with 24/7 support to make sure everything goes right. Confirming with the restaurant, guiding drivers when they need delivery instructions, making sure the food arrives on time and is ordered. But if there's a problem...
Thanks for calling EasyCater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. Because food for work has to work. And we're right here to make sure it does. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching